13 employees of Extra Car Airport Parking in SeaTac have filed complaints with the city saying their boss isn't paying them the higher wage. KPLU got the complaints through a Freedom of Information Act request. They say their boss instead gave them a 32-cent raise. Many of them now make $10.32 an hour. Lou Lehman works part-time at the company driving cars between its parking lots. She says workers are upset.
People are very mad. They feel, you know, just slighted, like, oh, they think we're so stupid that, you know, we wouldn't realize that we're not getting what we're supposed to be getting.
Voters in SeaTac passed the $15 an hour minimum wage last November by a narrow margin. The law was supposed to also cover ground crew workers at the airport, but a judge has struck down that part of the law because the airport is under Port of Seattle jurisdiction. Michael Virgillo runs Extra Car Airport Parking. He declined to comment on whether he's given his workers a raise to $15 an hour.
We are confident that we are in compliance with the requirements of the law. And in light of the situation, we have turned the matter over to our attorneys at this time, and I really can't comment any further than that.
But workers say Extra Car meets the criteria spelled out in the law and should be paying them the higher wage. SeaTac City Manager Todd Cutts says he sent a letter telling Virgillo to comply. This is the first test of the city's ability to enforce the new ordinance, and some critics of the law had said it would be too burdensome and costly for the city to police. Cutts says so far it hasn't been a burden, and these are the only complaints the city's gotten. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.